This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find help and hope. And with me back in the studio is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon. I'm back for 1 week only.
1 week. Oh, yeah.
And I'm off again.
You know what? I think from now on, you're going to be like guest appearing on the show.
I know. I won't get this big a paycheck.
Yeah, no, you won't. You'll get one hot dog now instead of a whole pack.
There you go.
So, and that little giggling over here is my friend Jesse Brown's with us today. We're going to chat in a little bit.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
Thanks for being here. So welcome back. So
thank
you were
you.
In Maine.
I was.
Did you OD on lobster?
I did.
Yeah.
And it was only $6.99 a pound.
Oh my God.
And one night we bought 20. And we got lobster rolls and
lobster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, really good. And pisser clams and
It was
wonderful, wonderful time. And now, it's always great being with the kids, you know.
Yeah, and you see how much they've grown up since the last time you've seen them and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really interesting.
Cool. They're very active. Very active. They're my great nieces. So they're like, and my nieces had them late in life, so they're like 5 and 7.
Wow.
So her name is Gal, great Aunt Linda.
Yeah, they call me Gal.
Yeah.
I love you, Gal.
They call her sister Noise, their grandma, because she was always saying when we were in the car, cut out the noise back there.
Yeah, she loves it.
But I'll tell you, it was so cool last night. I got to go to the theater. You know, I love the theater, to Studio Grand Central in St. Pete, to see my friend Debbie Yonis, and the play Something Clean was one of the best shows I've seen in a really long time. They're open 2 more nights. If you have an opportunity to go, please go. I don't want to tell you what the story's about, but please check it out, because the acting, the characters, everything was totally outstanding. I just was like glued to the stage, and it's a very small stage. They had a lot they did with lighting, changing, you know, like a different scene and everything, and it was just absolutely fabulous.
Well, how do you find them?
It is, you can just go online to Studio Grand Central in St. Pete.
Studio Grand Central,
Pete. So I believe there's a show maybe tonight and tomorrow night, maybe Sunday's the last show. But like I say, it was absolutely wonderful, and what I believe the star of the show, Debbie Yonis, is also the executive director for Voices of Hope for Aphasia. And she's just absolutely fabulous. So, and she's going to be part of the next conference, so that's very exciting too. But I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Faith in Tampa, we have Sheila in Seminole, and we have Christina in Pinellas Park.
Well, welcome, ladies.
Like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen online or live or YouTube or Facebook or wherever they will take us, we will be. Because we just want to help you any way we can. So, Jesse, I'm so glad that you're here with us today. And I'm so excited to tell our listeners your creation. You know what? When I put on Facebook that Jesse Brown was going to be on the show from Technology Natives, Lynn's like, what? Who is that?
I thought it was something about maybe the indigenous people.
Yeah.
Technology, and you know.
I can see where you connected that dot.
But it's not.
But it's not. But it's not. And I didn't want to like give it all away. So first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your company and tell us why we're really here today. And what I love is, when I speak to so many different people that have created an app or a product or whatever it is, it's 99% of the time it's because of something that happened with their loved one.
Yeah, a need.
Right. And yes. How they felt, oh, this could help my mom or my dad or my mother or my father, whoever it was. And then they were like, oh, and now I need to tell everybody else about it. Like football walker.
Yeah.
I mean, football walker, these people put their whole retirement into creating this football walker. I'll have to tell you about that.
Yeah.
And now they're just accepting insurance. So like, whoo-hoo, you know, yes. But they
that's
put
a big deal,
it
and insurance
line.
Will cover it.
Yeah. All right, so yeah. Tell
thank
us a little
you.
Bit about yourself.
And I've also want to thank you guys for helping families like mine, being, you know, supportive of people that are caregivers. It means the world because these are tough waters to navigate for
yeah.
sure. So thank you. My generation, we're technology natives, if you call, you know, digital natives, technology natives. We're born into it.
I always say those they're born with a mouse in their hand.
Absolutely, right? Especially this generation now.
Yeah.
But I know that some generations are technology immigrants. And everything is technology these days.
I know.
So sometimes it's scary. It can be daunting. It can be, you know, overwhelming. Well, I came up with the idea to, you know, help them with either coming up with solutions that may not be out there or just helping them set up their Alexa or things that maybe their kids could do, but they might not be around here.
Yeah.
All right. And so
a lot of long distance caregivers in Florida.
Right. Yes, definitely. And it's a great way to stay connected for all of their groaning about technology. It just evens the playing field. For some, it makes things easy. And for others, it makes things possible. I think that's a quote I saw somewhere. But and
yeah.
that's so true. I come from the special education world. And 13 years in the classroom, now 5 years at a special ed center school down in Pinellas Park. Shout out to Nina Harris.
Yeah.
Where I see you can either look at a student and say what they can't do, or a person with a disability.
Right.
Or you look at them and say, okay, this is what they can do. This is what they want to do or we want them to do. And how can we get them there? How can we
right.
bridge that
bridge.
Gap? Exactly. And so that's where creative engineering and technology really comes into play. And I've been fortunate enough to hone my craft for the 18 years. And I really want to push it out to the aging community because it can really combat isolation,
mm-hmm.
loneliness,
yeah.
confusion, all of that. Yeah.
Well, just the thing, how good Alexa's been. You mm-hmm. know, mom could say, Alexa, call Mary, and calls Mary. Or I use Alexa all the time. What's the temperature here? What's the time zone here?
Yep.
Play Uptown Funk because I need to dance.
Yes,
you know, whatever it is. But it's so helpful.
Right.
And I can't tell you how many people, when you set it up for Mary and Tommy,
They thought
it was like a whole, whoa.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. What they look at as magical, it's just something that we all now know.
Right.
And to bring it into their world takes patience for, because sometimes they don't get it the first time.
No.
But you have to be patient with them. It's a new language. And it's yeah. something
it
that we
It is for
speak.
Me. It's
exactly.
crazy. I mean, I don't know how to write my name.
yeah.
Which they don't teach so much
That's
anymore.
That's right. Typing now. Yeah. So, and then we, you know, my dad has been, I've been on a journey with him for 8 years. He has Alzheimer's, and I'm so blessed to be able to be with him for this whole journey. But I call them side adventures, but every side adventure comes with a new hurdle. So if it's not created, if I can't look and find it, well, how can we do it? How can we make things possible to give him his independent, keep as independent as possible? And
maybe a little dignity too.
Exactly. My dad no longer can tell you who he is or what he did and how many kids he has, but that doesn't mean he still doesn't want to be engaged.
Right.
And he can't.
He's still there.
He's still there. And as a loved one, as a caregiver, I want him to have as much inclusion as possible.
Yeah.
And be as connected to his caregivers as we can. And that's my whole goal. And I came up with a program that kind of helps with that. And now that I've seen how amazing it's been for my dad, I want everybody to experience it.
All right, so tell them about it because this just psychs me out.
Yes, okay. So a couple years ago at my dad's first facility, I get a phone call from the nurse. And she says, hey, Jesse, can you talk to your dad? He's getting a little anxious and combative. He's calling the other residents, his kids. You know, can you get on? I said, sure, put him on the phone. And within moments, I knew what he was doing. I calmed him down, got back on the phone with the nurse, and I said, hey, you know, he was a youth sports coach for 45 years, and he's organizing a baseball game, so everything's okay. And she said, oh, that makes perfect sense. I hang up the phone, and I'm like, oh my gosh, if she doesn't know that about my dad, and if you've ever...
And how would she know that?
How would she know? Well, I had all the great... thoughts that one page
that
you fill out,
read that page.
Everybody was going to read it. And fitting 78 years of someone's life on one page, very difficult to do.
Yeah.
But But it didn't happen for whatever reason. And she was a very lovely nurse, but it, for whatever reason. So I said, okay, I am going to take matters into my own hands. Two things I know about right now, things have to be fast, information, yeah. And it has to be accessible. So I said, I'm going to make a quick video. I just need them to know 6 things about my dad so that they can go up and talk to him. They can engage him. They can ease his anxieties. And I created a quick video. And then I said, all right, how can I get in their hands? Everyone has a smartphone now. I connected it to a QR code. And if you're not familiar with what those are, it's a quick response code. It's that little square.
Oh, I never knew that.
Circle.
That's what QR stands
yeah.
for.
Yeah, exactly. There
did
we go.
Did you know that that's been set for
no,
quick response?
No, I did
so,
not.
So, right, there you go. You learned something.
Yeah.
And so you hold up your camera phone to that QR code, and it sends you to someplace else, so on the web. And it sent the caregivers to a video about my dad. And I connected at the bottom, they could click on a little quiz. And I made a quiz, not to catch them as how many did you get right, it's another way to introduce them to the information.
Yeah.
But then also, I said, if you watch the video, take the quiz, my family will give you a cup of coffee on us for taking the time to learn it. So, in a month just over a month, I created 4 videos, and 200 hits later. So 200 times,
people
took the time to learn
That's
about him,
fabulous.
And that was and all because
oh my God,
of
that's
a piece of paper
right.
and just anything. So I saw the value
because people do better when they know better, and people want to know.
Yes,
do
and
I want to be walking in taking care of somebody I don't know even know right. anything about?
Exactly. And sometimes it's not on. They don't engage because it's not because they don't want to.
Because they
just
know
don't know how. They don't know what to say to the
right.
person. And so now I've armed them with that. And then I said, all right. Here's the thing. I want to get this to everybody. So I've been blessed enough to put this pilot program into three facilities, excuse me. And you know, and what comes with it is an announcement and a little infographic that we can hang. But then these connection cards that are just a little bit bigger than a business card.
Yeah.
This has come into great handy. My dad had a stint in the hospital and into rehab. And so I was able to give these out to everyone that came into his room. So before he even went to the rehab, I handed them these, and they knew how to engage him, what is he likes, he doesn't like, before he
I
got into the rehab.
I have such goosebumps, I can't tell
Aww.
You.
He's awfully handsome, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He is a good-looking guy.
But
he is.
Yeah, that's so, and it just sets everybody up for success.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now caregivers can go home at the end of the day and they can be at their family table and say, you know this guy that I care for? He used to be on the Green Bay Packers. Could
right.
you believe that?
Right.
You know, and vice versa. I mean,
professional
I think
baseball, too.
He did. Before he was with the Packers, he played
wow.
1 year.
Not many. Sanders, maybe, I can think of.
And Bo Jackson, yeah. some big ones.
There's
yep.
not very
yep.
many that
right.
have played 2 sports.
Yes.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
And I love the 5 fast facts.
Yeah. So I have it hanging outside his door. So when someone's going in, they're like, okay, what is he like? If his TV is on something else, then, you know, put it on sports. He likes sports. Or if his anxiety, he's from Maryland, connect with that. And I can't tell you how many times I got someone to say, hey, I didn't know you guys were from Maryland. I have a friend that lives in Ocean City, and then we can connect that way.
Ocean City's great.
Right? And then the more connection, the greater empathy and understanding, and the greater
yeah.
overall quality of life.
Yeah. And just knowing that I like chocolate ice cream because you might always be giving me vanilla.
Yes.
And that doesn't really make me happy.
What
and
do
you're
I
like,
like?
Why aren't you eating your ice cream? What'd you say?
What do I like? Favorite ice cream?
Uh-oh.
Vanilla.
Okay.
Wow.
I know that.
That was a good guess or a good
How about me?
You know I don't. Chocolate, I'd say. No,
nope.
It wouldn't be chocolate.
Nope.
I know coconut nope. custard pie.
Nope.
From Entenmann's.
Yeah. Nope. Butter pecan.
Oh, is that your favorite? You yes. and my sister, I'll remember that. We
okay.
don't eat ice cream often.
No, we don't. Not you and I
That's
together.
That's a shame.
But I love this. You know, my friend, Rick and Corby, his mom's in a community.
Mm-hmm.
And see, here's something like this that they just made, you know, their family made. But
yeah.
they also made a letter kind of to mom. And it says, Mom, you live here now.
Yeah.
All of your 9 children are around you. And we come daily. Someone comes. Because some days she's not sure now.
Right.
You know, when I go to visit her sometimes now, she goes, do I live here?
Yeah.
And I go, am I happy here? Yeah, you look good. And then she'll be like, oh, and who's paying for this? And so her son always says, well, Dad had always planned for both of you to live here, but Dad passed away, and this is paid up for a long time. And she always says, he was a good planner. Because they had 9 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's been very helpful,
yeah.
Not just to the staff, but I think that's an extra helpful thing for Mom. Because Mom gets confused. Yep. Where am I? What am I doing?
Is she enjoying it?
She is, but it's just tough, you know. She'll say, nobody's visited me in 3 days when somebody was just there a half hour ago. Mm-hmm. So, but she doesn't look like she's suffering or anything. She knows everybody, so that's good. Because that's another thing, a good thing about going into community. You're with other people.
Yeah, exactly.
You're with other people. Mm. So these QR codes would be set up. Who would set this up? So I would tell you, I would contact you, or you're going to... How do we contact you and I say I want to make one of these for my mom?
Great question. I have a website. It's technologynatives.com. Or you can email me, jessie@technologynatives.com. It's a quick process. I send you 6 questions to do it online. And then you can upload photos if you want. And then I create it all on the back end. And starting next month, we're going to start development where it's all, I don't have to type it all in. It'll be generating itself, and what we can really take off there, and get them in. Actually, we want this to be a facility, so when a loved one moves in, the facility has access to it, and they create everything and they do it. So, boom, 54 beds, 54 videos in an instant.
And you know what I really like too? I really like the photo portion of it because I just see this old woman sitting in a chair now. Mm-hmm. I want to see who she was before.
Yep.
You know, I did this program one time at an adult daycare center and was like reminisce. So all the families sent in photos of their loved ones when they were younger or whatever.
Yeah.
And we just like flashed them up on the screen. And you had to see their eyes light up. And there was one man that just always sat there very quietly like that. But when he saw himself in his army uniform and some of the other women there started going, woohoo, he's handsome.
That's right.
Because everybody has a story.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it needs to be told, because what you see now is not always who they were. And it's a glimpse into, you know, why they're behaving now, what interests
them.
And it's just an amazing tool. And I love it because I've created some. I can go into my dad's facility and have a conversation or just talk to someone that's in his house. And they light up about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same conversation, but that's okay. It's about the same information.
Right.
It's wonderful.
But it's about having the conversation.
Yeah. Yep. And
it's
everybody.
It's all about having the conversation. We're very social. I think it was very difficult, especially during COVID, that, you know, people were in communities, didn't get to see their loved ones.
Yep.
And there was a lot of staff changes and stuff, and the staff changes knew nothing about them. They didn't have those family members coming in to visit. Because, you know, all those family members that come in helped those communities.
Yep, exactly.
You know, they helped with brushing Mom's hair and maybe cutting her toenails and helping her eat.
Yeah,
so,
that was a tough time.
Yeah, sure. So I'm glad that we have this. I'm glad that also, you know, a law has been passed that can never happen again, that everybody will have at least one essential caregiver that will be able to go into their room.
Yep.
And that's... makes all the difference in the world.
For sure.
So once again, where can our listeners find you?
So it's technologynatives.com, and we can come up with different solutions. If you have a problem, let's talk about it. Let's see. You know, I was writing on a whiteboard for my dad. Well, that wasn't working because if something changed, I wasn't able to run back over there.
Mm-hmm.
So now I do everything remotely with one of those digital screens. But just using that, it was repurposed from somewhere else. And here we go. It's for the price of a TV and a little computer. I'm able to now have scrolling pictures. I mean, how many things that he likes to watch, little notes for him, and I can do it all remotely. But that's another solution that I found helped my dad, so I know it can help someone
else. There are a lot of solutions out there for a lot of things that we just need to know about.
Yep.
So yesterday, my grandchildren, we have this app, 360, so I can see where they are and everything. But I'm the only one that I get to see where they are, but they don't get to see where I am. Because I feel like I'm old enough to be where I want. And my daughter said to me yesterday, Mom, will you please put that on there? She said, you're going to Peru.
Yeah, but then...
what if something happens to you? Mm-hmm. She goes, I can't tell you how much comfort it is. When I wake up in the morning, I look on the phone and I see Tommy's sleeping at Grandma's. Grandma Skylar's at home.
You'll have to do it for Peru.
I'm doing it. Yeah. Where am I really?
Well,
I like
you got
my
upset
privacy.
Because
I don't think that you should know everything.
She caught us at the bar at the airport.
Yeah. we put the app on when we were in Manhattan with Skylar and Devin when they were younger. So we all had it on our phone. I didn't even know what it was. I didn't look at it. And it was like 2 years later, I'm at the airport with Lynn picking up her sister but we're at the bar having a drink. And my daughter calls me and I go, hello? And she goes, what are you doing at the bar at the airport? And I said, excuse me, I'll call you right back. And I called her back and I deleted the app and I called her back.
That was freaky, wasn't it?
But really,
no, it is a good thing for
because
that.
I did say to her, because there's a good chance my grandson's going to be moving out of the house and I'll be by myself, that I'm thinking about getting a button or one of those kind of electronic things, because here I am preaching, and God forbid, I fell down and cracked my skull open and I'm laying there for 8 hours and I'm going to be, Linda, you are the biggest idiot in the world. So, and just that, like I say, that privacy thing, I did that for my daughter, and sometimes we have to do things for our kids that
peace
are
of mind.
Good for us, but make them feel better.
Well, I have to think about the buttons. My sister fell and broke her wrist, ooh, and right out front of her house, and this little sidewalk, and so she broke her wrist, and she couldn't get up. Mm. And someone drove by on a bicycle and went, hi, how you doing, and kept going. And she was still down there. Yeah. Finally, someone came by and said, why are you gardening at this hour? But she had no way, she couldn't get up.
Right. Yeah. Well, right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Probably
Tom Brown, White Rings a Bell. Mm.
Well, he was a football star and a baseball star, so maybe somewhere, who knows?
Hey, we must be back.
Yes, we're back, and we're talking. And look at that. Yes, Lynn, we're back. We're back. So we're waiting for Jennifer Bolton to call in. She's calling in from the United Kingdom. So while we're waiting for her to call in, I just want to tell you about a couple of events. We have Art and Courts is sponsoring Dining in Dementia, and it's a virtual conference, and it is Wednesday, August 24th, which just passed.
So I hope you all had a good time.
Oh, my God.
Have a wonderful time.
Kate McCarty.
Better check the date.
Friday, September 23rd, 1 to 3 p.m. Kate is going to be doing a presentation, Playfulness and Dementia. And it's going to be live. Yes, live, live, live.
Bye.
So if you're interested, you can. And look at this. It's Linda Thornley at my address.
Oh, that's funny.
You can give them a call at 727-559-8411. Always remember that I do like 3 support groups a month virtually and 1 journaling workshop. So if you're interested in any of them, just go to my website, lindaburhans.com, and go under events, and all the links are there. Also, I'll be starting another live support group sponsored by Arden Courts. The next one will be, it's at the Seminole Recreation Center, which is absolutely fabulous. If I can find the paper. Did I just have it? Oh my goodness. Okay. Anyway.
I could sing.
Go ahead,
then
sing.
You'd lose every listener you have.
There it is. So the next one is October 14th. So it's going to be the second Friday of every month, live at the Seminole Recreation Center at 10 a.m. Please come. I can't tell you the value of what a support group can do. First of all, you just know that you're not alone. And you learn stuff. I learn something every single support group. Because everybody comes out with, oh, this is something new that I tried. This worked. Or something else. And it's not that you're weak that you need a support group. By coming to a support group and by accepting help, you're strong. That's a strength. So don't ever think, you know, I had a woman one time, she walked into the support group and she said, my doctor said I need a support group. And everybody's like, oh, welcome. And everybody was very, very kind. And she said to me, what do you do here? And I said, you know, it's just a group of people to support each other, to share ideas, to share resources, to share tips. And she goes, give me a tip. And I go, okay.
A nickel ain't a dime anymore or whatever.
I said, I don't know if this is relevant for you, but if your loved one needs to go to the doctor on Friday, don't tell them on Monday. Because they're going to be asking you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And she said, oh my goodness, my husband was up at 3:30 in the morning, sitting on the bed, fully dressed, ready to go to the doctor. She said, I think I'm going to like this group. But it's just the sharing of things. You know, people come into the group and they say something happened to them that they think it only happened to them. And it's such a terrible thing.
Yes.
And then they find out from other, oh, that's just part of the disease. You know, my loved one did the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping we're not going to have a problem with this audio, but with Jennifer calling in. But can you please play that song that they sent in, and then I will tell our listeners a little bit about it? Thanks, Ed.
When no one is around to take you by the hand, and all that you can see is a dim and distant land, looking forward sometimes is very hard to do when everything becomes far too much for you. There's no need for anyone to sit alone and cry all night. Tell the whole wide world they're welcome and there is a guiding light. Here at the Purple Angel, we will understand. So let us take your hand. Mind is so very cruel for those who are so kind. Even though dementia demons have come your way to stay, we will guide you through, standing side by side with you. There's no need for anyone to sit alone and cry all night. Tell the whole wide world they're welcome, and there is a guiding light here at the Purple Angel. Oh, we understand. So let us take your hand. Help you through the day. Oh, life is for living, caring, sharing, and giving. So open your heart, embrace who you are.
Angels will listen.
Oh, we're not worlds apart.
Angels will listen.
No, we're not worlds apart.
Oh my goodness, I just love that song. I love that it's nice and smooth, but then it's got like a little move around beat to it too. So Jennifer, you on the line?
I am on the line. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Joyful and grateful and glad that you're on the line.
Tonight there, right?
Very much. Thank you for my blessings.
Yeah, it's evening where you are, right?
It is, yes. It's about 25 to 7 now.
There you go. So, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, and I want you to explain to the people that don't know what the Purple Angel is, please.
Okay, so my name's Jennifer Bolton. I'm a mom. I'm going to be a nanny in the new year, which I'm really looking forward to. I found out.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting. My son and his partner, they're having a little baby. We're not sure what it is yet, so we're going to be having a gender reveal soon.
Well, I just found out that I'm going to be a great-grandma.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes, it's all good.
It is all good. Generations coming up. It's brilliant. So, yes, I sing. I've done a little bit of TV over the years, and I'm a healer. I do Reiki and energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
But predominantly, I love music and I write lots of songs. And basically, the Purple Angel Dementia Awareness Campaign I met Norman McNamara, who founded the Purple Angel Campaign. He lives with Lewy body dementia, and he was in a group on Facebook. And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
I'm sorry, can you hear the alarm that's going off on my...
No.
Okay, well, that's okay then. So it just shows it's live, guys. So,
yeah.
So when I was looking for some help with my mom, knowing that she'd got dementia, but I didn't know where to turn to, there were some groups on Facebook. So Norm's based on this group.
Yeah.
And so I got lots of tips and everything about it, and I looked at Tipa Snow as well. And then he also put a little thing in there saying, you know, or can anybody write... make my poems into songs. So obviously with the music type of side of things, I decided that I could do that for him. So anyway, are you still there, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm still there. I love all of his poetry. Everything that he writes, I love.
Absolutely beautiful. And I'm working on a couple of others. But so basically, The Angels Will Listen came about from this track. I got in touch and I just said, look, I sing, I write. You know, I'm happy to sort of do the song. And then that's where The Angels Will Listen came from. And we did that originally in 2014. And this is a later version that you've just played now, which is on the album, the Purple Angel album. So basically, used the poem for the verses. And then I did the melody, wrote the bridge, the middle eight, the chorus. So that it really all blended. And obviously, I was in tears reading some of his poems. But I was also using... what I'd experienced with my mum, looking after my mum with vascular dementia, and what it was like. And also I wanted to get something out there that was saying, here at the Purple Angel, we're here for you.
Right.
You know? And I think that that actually does do it. So they're an amazing, it's an amazing charity. You know, we want it, it's global, but we're really trying to get it out there in the UK for people to realise that as a charity, I'm an ambassador and a proud Purple Angel, we give away MP3 players, and they're bespoke MP3 players. And I know lots of people think they're very old MP3 players. However, they're still useful,
right,
for people in care homes, for people in hospitals, and for people at home with loved ones in their family homes still. We give them away for free.
Yeah.
So basically, I've been doing a lot of fundraising to try, and obviously music is a big part of passion of mine.
It's a big part of dementia.
It's a big, it's a major part of dementia. And I sang every day with my mum, every single day. And I've got a couple of, I'm very blessed. I've got a couple of videos of us singing. I can't remember the moments with us. And we were singing Black Hills of Dakota, you know. We knew all the words. She knew all the words. She loved Doris Day. She loved Andre Rouge.
Oh, my mother loved Doris Day too.
So did I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah, Sarah. So, you know, right up until probably a couple of weeks before she passed, we were singing. You know, and we sang every single day, and you're on repeat. Like I've said to a few people, because I actually did a book called The Girls Who Refused to Quit. I co-wrote a book with a few other ladies, and it was about overcoming adversities. And my adversity was the different things that have happened in my life and impacted me, but also losing both my parents and my niece in a very short amount of time.
It's hard.
But dealing with dementia, dealing with my dad had kidney and heart failure, so he was on dialysis. We were juggling everything. And we'd promised faithfully that they wouldn't go into a home. And so, you know, we were keeping them at home and doing everything, turned into nurses, social workers, you know, bank managers, everything. But it's absolutely horrific at times, as people who know about caring with people with dementia would understand. But it's also very joyous, and there's some wonderful, wonderful moments.
Oh, some of the best moments. And you know, I was just saying earlier, when you know better, you do better. And when you know how to help somebody, you know, probably there's probably a lot of people that will not read Norm's poems, but I bet you they'll listen to those words in a song.
Yes, and that's just because we're made up, as humans, we're made up differently, aren't we? There's some people who wouldn't be interested in the song, but then they
would like
the poem. So, you know, but the reason I mentioned about that book was because in that book I actually shared, we all had a chapter each, and it's called Thank You for My Blessings. I'm all about, you know, being grateful, living the attitude of gratitude, spreading blessings and love and joy, you know, and music, and the power of music and healing. And I put in the back of that about as well, you know, the MP3 players are there for everybody through the Purple Angel campaign. But I basically was saying about how it was looking after, caring for my mum and losing her and then losing my dad and just the impact that it has. So it was only very short, it's only one chapter. But it gives a big insight. And I was also just trying to help other people to realize that you have to step into their world.
Yes.
You know, with dementia. You can't expect them to stay in yours anymore.
No, they can't.
Because they can't, can they? They turn into toddlers, really, and we're the parents.
Right.
You know, and I think a lot of people don't get that, Linda. They don't understand it until you're really in the thick of it. But and we didn't know. We had to learn on the hop, you know. So...
Well, that's why we have these shows, and that's why we try to get this information out there, because it's so very important. I mean, I always say your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience of your life or close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it.
Yes, it's agony and ecstasy. I'll say it's a bit of both for me. that book, It made a big difference to a lot of people. They were very grateful of even just mentioning the likes of Tika Snow, you know, who does so much for dementia.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
And you're doing a fantastic job. I mean, thank you very much for inviting me on and to talk.
Thank you.
I just hope that the album...
So tell us more about the Friends fundraiser on September 7th.
Oh, September the 7th, thank you. Yeah, well, that's at the Jam House, which is the prestigious Jam House.
So where is the Jam House?
In Birmingham. It's in St. Paul's Square in Birmingham.
Okay.
And, it's very well known, and I've wanted to get on that stage for a very long time. It's, It's the Jam House at 3 to 5 St Paul's Square in Birmingham, and B31QU. And it's Wednesday the 7th of September, and basically I am charging £5 to get in. And I wasn't going to. It's going to be a free event, but I decided to choose to charge £5 because that £5 is going towards half of an MP3 player for somebody. So every two people who come in are basically buying an MP3 player for somebody. And I just thought, well, if nothing else, at least we'll be able to get some, you know, get some MP3s, you know?
Yeah.
I've actually just been sponsored by a gentleman, and he's given me £500, which I don't even know. I don't think I've even told Norms yet, so he'll be very happy about this. 50 MP3 players.
Wow.
You know, for the, which, from the evening, because I'll top up all the money. I'm doing a raffle. I'll be giving away a couple of albums. You know, there's lots of fantastic prizes with the raffle. I'm singing with my band on the evening, songs from the album, including The Angels Will Listen, which you've just heard. There's a track called Memory from Cat, which seems to, that and The Angels Will Listen seems to make everybody cry.
Yeah.
It's touching them on a real deep level, and it's very moving, and I find it very humbling. Because I know that I'm using my voice, whether I'm speaking on the radio like now,
right,
just sharing through our experiences or singing, I feel like that's my mission. That's my, I'm being of service. I basically, Lynn, I nearly took my life in 2019, uh-huh, and I'm here. I'm still here, and I realised that I'm here because I needed to be here.
And isn't it fabulous when you know why you need to be here? You know, you know, a lot of people walk around randomly. They're not really sure why they're here or what their purpose is. And I've just really strongly myself come to that recognition. I know my mission is just to promote and to educate and to support, you know, that kind of thing.
What an amazing job you do at it. I mean, honestly, fantastic. I caught up with a few of your shows, and yeah, I just think it's wonderful what you're doing. And I suppose, in a way, that's what I want to do as well. I'm doing it in a different way, you know. I mean,
whatever works.
Well, you were blessed with such a beautiful voice. You're doing the right thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, I just hope it gets heard all around the world. That's what we're hoping for, you know, and these MP3 players, you know, the same thing can be happening all around the world as well.
Yes.
But even at the moment, just trying to get it throughout the whole of the UK, people don't realise that they're free. You know, it's a bespoke service. We put 20 of their favourite songs on, and you have to pick your favourite songs for your loved one. And then it's the results and the responses that we're getting back. The feedback has been absolutely phenomenal. It's magical. And that's what the celebration is on the 7th of September. So thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah.
My album launch for the Purple Angel, and it'll all be on all the platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, from the 7th. You can pre-save from the 1st of September. But it's also to sort of champion all the Purple Angels and all the caregivers around the world.
Yeah.
You know, and because it's hard. It's really hard, and we don't look after ourselves. We're too busy looking after everybody else.
Right.
And it's in memory of my mom, and it's dedicated to all the carers around the world, basically. And we're going to be celebrating love, life, joy, blessings, and the magic of music, because music really is magical and healing.
Right up my alley. So where can our listeners find you, and where can people, if people want to contribute to this, where can they go?
Oh, well, that would be wonderful. So my website is called jenniferbolton.co.uk, and there's also a Purple Angel section, so you can click on Purple Angel. There's a donate button there.
Fabulous.
Click on that and donate. And there's also MP3s. There's a picture of MP3s, and it says click on here for free MP3s. I think, I'm not sure if this is for abroad at the moment, but certainly people who are listening in the UK, if you click on there, and then you'll get information about how to get the MP3s from here as well. We would like it to be global and worldwide, but obviously you can appreciate we're trying to raise the funds to get them out here at the moment, because there's so many people. But I mean, if there was any, you know, companies out there who want to sponsor and give us some more MP3s, that would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful. That will be wonderful. So I hope our listeners that are always listening and saying, what can I do to help, will listen to this. So thank you so much, Jennifer. It was so fabulous chatting with you today. When you see Norm and Elaine, send them my love, please.
I'll give him a big hug from you. And thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
But you're welcome.
To you all, my darling.
God bless. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I love that Footbar Walker, and like I said, it's covered under insurance now, so you can go to thefootbarwalker.com, and it'll help. It not just helps your loved one, it helps you, the caregiver,
yes,
not to get hurt, because there's a little bar on the bottom that you can stand on so you're not lifting people, so you're not pulling your back out and all that kind of stuff. Because many times, people end up going to a community just because they can't be mobile anymore.
Yeah. And please, not everybody can afford one of those chairs who gets a person
right
up.
And that's the Footbar Walker goes wherever you go.
Exactly.
So that's a really good thing. I want to say I'm very excited. So the number 3 conference is coming up.
Oh my goodness.
November
8th, 9th,
and 10th. I mean, it's not that far away. I'm hoping to launch the website, Connecting Caregivers Conference, in the next couple of weeks. Outstanding speakers, new people to the table, old people to the table with different topics. But please, caregivers, please share that information with other people. It's 3 days. It's virtual. There are 7 sessions each day. Each day at lunchtime. One day we're having Reiki. Another day we're having meditation. Another day I think we're having yoga.
And A&E.
And then we'll have A&E Corner every day at lunch. A&E Corner's adaptable equipment. So they're going to tell us about the greatest and new technology for the kitchen or the bathroom.
I love their stuff.
Adaptable clothing. I love everything they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really...
Because they have to come here.
I'm trying to work on it because they're trying to go on the road. And what they want to do is what they do, their company, they're two therapists. So they started like doing some YouTube videos about some equipment that they found was very helpful. Well, then all these companies started sending them all this stuff. So they test it out and really say, is it good for you or if this is better for you?
Such
or whatever.
Fabulous things.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and they have a fabulous person out there. I think their influence is on YouTube now. It's like craziness. But they're going on the road now. So I want them to come to Florida. They're from Illinois. Mm. So wouldn't it be great to like to do a conference and have them like as part of the conference?
Yeah.
I think that, because now I'll tell you, people are contacting me about conferences, live conferences in 2023, you know, about setting up conferences. I think people are feeling a little bit more comfortable about it and getting out there. And I think what's really cool now is most of the conferences are going to be live and virtual.
Yeah, when are you going to do that? Maybe the next one after this one.
Live and virtual?
I don't know.
I love being
you
live.
You can do it at my house.
Yeah. I love being live. In fact, when I spoke a couple of weeks ago at the Salvation Army, that was my first live.
That's your thing.
Yeah, I love live. Because you can touch people and feel people and see people. And when I do my speaking engagements, like Jennifer was saying, lots of times people listen to the music and they cry. Probably a good percentage of the audience cries when I go do my speaking engagements, and that delights me because when you feel your heart, shush, when you feel your heart, you do the right thing. And sometimes you're so involved in, are they peeing, are they pooping, are they, you know, we're not really getting down to the basics. And the most basic is just to be communicating with our loved one in however way possible. People tell me all the time, Mom, sitting in the chair, and she's not talking to anybody because you stopped talking to her. And because you took away everything she could do.
Yeah.
Because it was easier for you to do it. Please don't do that. If you're preparing dinner and you can do it in 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but for Mom to help you, it takes another half hour. Who are you serving?
I know, but it's really hard when you're like my type of person.
Done.
Yeah. Let's get it done. Get on to the next thing. Right. And that was really hard to learn. I don't think I did very well.
Well, I don't think we didn't. We didn't know what we know now.
I didn't know anything.
You know, we all learn. I didn't know my mother had dementia until after she was dead. Because my mother had stage four colon cancer. That's what we dealt on. And when my mother did anything goofy, she was goofy, my mother, like me. And plus, she was like on those chemo drugs for a while. So that makes you a little wacky anyway.
But I remember my husband said to me, I want to pick up the mail. We were in a condo every day. And that's my job in taking the garbage down. And I was like, oh, okay. But he was so excited.
Yeah, that was a big deal. He never wanted to do any of that before.
It wasn't my idea. It was his. No, he said, that's my job. And I said, you can have it.
Well, because we all need some purpose.
Yep. Yeah.
We all need some purpose. Okay, well, my purpose is going to be out in the street if I don't close things up here right now. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. I know how precious your time is. Remember, God loves you all the time. And have a delicious day.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be.